Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Baker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ted Olander. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jack Hyman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Suarez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rich Hand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Hand. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles strikes out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bevacqua settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bevacqua scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Montgomery settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hyman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Hand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hand is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nettles. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Nettles steals second. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baker. Griffin reaches second base with a double. Montgomery moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 1 in the game. Ulander hits a line drive into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Bevacqua hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with hand covering, for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hyman hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0 for 1 in the game. Suarez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Hand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hand is 0 for 1 in the game. Hand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hand moves to second. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Montgomery hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Conigliaro. Baker reaches second base with a double. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 2 in the game. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0 for 2 in the game. Bebakwa hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hyman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hyman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petroselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Suarez and he is out, Bebakwa applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hyndman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suarez hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Rich Hand. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Montgomery settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Farmer now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bebacqua settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Montgomery strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert is called out on strikes. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hyndman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 3 in the game. Olander hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bebacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebacqua is 0 for 3 in the game. Bebacqua hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hyndman strikes out. Two outs. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suarez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.